The Tanya for the third day of Kislev, Gimel Kislev, is in Kuntis Achen, page 310. The number at the bottom of the page is 604. We're about five lines from the top. By the period, the line begins with the word Kalim, the Esesvira is Dizo. What Al-Tadebbe had said until now is that the difference between davening and Torah and Mitzvahs is that in Torah and Mitzvahs, the aliyah that takes place, the birr, the purification of the world, does not include changing the physical condition. When a person puts on tefillin, the tefillin don't change physically. When a person studies Torah, the Torah doesn't change physically. But in davening, the whole purpose of the davening is that something should change in the physical world. The person who was ill should be healed. If the crop was a weak, poor crop, then it should become abundant and so on. So something has to change in the physical world. In order to bring about a change in the physical world, you have to reach a place in heaven that is higher than the ordinary or natural source of blessing to the world. Because from that source, the blessing is not coming for some reason. So you have to reach above it, higher than it, where there is a greater amount of blessing, and bring that down into the world. And that, to change the physical world, that demands a preparation. For that you have to have an esarusa dolatata, an initiative from below, and the initiative has to be the love that a person feels during davening, the love that is b'chol levavcha b'chol me'edecha, that it has to include the animal soul, and it has to be on an endless and unrestricted level. There has to be an endless, infinite love in order to bring down, to get the equal and opposite response from above, to bring down an endless and unrestricted blessing. And this intensity of the love is similar to the condition of Tohu, whose sparks have to be elevated through this davening. In Tohu, there was a desire to leave the created condition and go back to God, and the desire was stronger than the condition, than the created condition, and therefore it did in fact break away from the created condition, from the body, so to speak, from the kelim, and there was a destruction, as the Medrash says, God created worlds and destroyed them. The world of Tayu destroyed itself. And the sparks, the divine sparks of Tayu descended or fell into the most physical objects in the world. So when a person wants to elevate those objects, he has to use the same method or the same characteristic that was the characteristic of Tayu. And that is an endless and unrestricted desire to get closer to God and to get away from the physical. Only in this world, as strong as the desire is to be closer to God and to transcend the physical, there is also the bittul. There is also the acceptance of the mission that God places on us, which keeps us in the body and does not permit for a destruction, for a breaking of the world, as happened in Tehu. So through this intense love, b'chol me'edecha, we reach to the source of the 288 sparks that have to be elevated. The source is the name Sag, which is in Tehu, from which these divine sparks fell. Whereas in Tehu, when a person studies Torah or does mitzvahs, he's not bringing into the world a new blessing, because in davening, the davening brings malchus to descend into the lower worlds, whereas in Torah, which is called Chaye Olam, not Chaye Shah, this is not in Malchus of Atzilus, but rather in Zoh of Atzilus, in the six emotions of Atzilus. Because the 248 mitzvahs are divided up in the 10 kelim of Zoh. Now we'll continue on. V'hine b'mokim achekziv. B'mokim achekosav. In another place it is written, Sheremach mitzvahs eser, hein beheich sodim, that the 248 positive mitzvahs are in beheich sodim, basically in the attribute of kindness of Atzilus, which expresses itself in five different channels. Just like speech takes five different tools of articulation, there are five parts of the body that contribute to speech. The same is true with the expression of any attribute, that it basically comes through five channels. So it says in the Zayat that the 248 positive mitzvahs are basically in the attribute of kindness of Zoh, of Atzilus, and the six and the 365 negative commandments are in the five gvures. In other words, in the attribute of gvura, which also expresses itself through five channels. So earlier we said that the 248 mitzvahs are in the six attributes of Zoh, which means chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hoed, yisoid. Here we're saying, in the Zohar he says, that the 248 positive mitzvahs are in chesed. In another place in the Zohar he says, shehein tayag archim, that the 613 mitzvahs are all 613 paths that are nimshochim mechad archo, that come from one place, shehu lavnunis, etc. Here says a third thing, what seems to be a contradiction to the other two statements, that the 613 mitzvahs, the positive and the negative, all come from the same place, and that place is the lavnunis, which means the white space. The white is before you add any color, everything is white. So the whiteness, the lavnunis, is a reference to kesser. Before any particular attribute develops and takes on a coloration. So far we have three different statements. The first statement is that the mitzvahs are in Zoh, in the six midas, in the six attributes. The second statement is that they are in chesed and in gvura, positive mitzvahs in chesed, the negative mitzvahs in gvura. And the third statement is that they are all of them in kesser. So the explanation is kol hamitzvos l'sakin emach evrei Zoh al yedei hamshochas eden sev baruch. All the mitzvahs are meant to repair the 248 limbs of Zoh al yedei hamshochas eden sev baruch b'meichan haklulim. How are the attributes of Zoh fixed or elevated by bringing into them the effect or the influence of Seichel, of Meichim, that are basically contained in Chesed and in Gvura? Umoker HaMeichim Hu Lavnunis. And the source of the Meichim, of the intelligence of Seichel, is the Lavnunis, which is ha'enig v'chefet ha'elyein, the tainug and the desire, tainug and rotzim, which are the two parts of keser, laham shecha'er l'mato, the pleasure that God takes and the will that God has to send the light downwards to the 248 limbs of Zoh. So what the Rebbe is saying is that these three different descriptions that we find in Kabbalah language, that in one place it says that the 248 mitzvahs are divided up in the Svides of Zoh. In another place it says that 248 positive mitzvahs are in Chesed, the negative mitzvahs are in Gvura. And in the third place it says that they all are in Lavnunis, in a place called Lavnunis. So this is not such a mystery. The Alter Rebbe explains it, that basically there are three levels on which the chayis must exist, the mitzvahs must exist. The first level is that there has to be a desire and a will, and from that comes intelligence. The intelligence, seichel, expresses itself in middays, primarily in chesed and gvura, because they are the primary middays. So from seichel, you either are drawn to what you're understanding or you're repelled by what you understand, which is the chesed or the gvura. So when it says that the mitzvahs are all in lavnunis, that's their original source. When it says that they are in chesed and gvura, that's the second step, when the zotzin, which is the lavnunis, comes down into seichel. And then, eventually, it comes down into middays, not only in the primary middays of chesed and gvura, but also in the lower middays of zot. And then, when it reaches Zoh, the 248 limbs of Zoh, then it becomes divided up into 613 different channels, lefi bechinas erech ha-mitzvahs, according to the mitzvahs. Kagain, for example. Bitzdako gmilas chasodin nimshach eren sev baruchu lechitzenis ha-keilim dechesed Zoh. Through the act of tzedakah and gemilas chasadim, we draw down in godliness into the attribute or to the keli of chesed. Uvekiyum hadinim b'chetzeni is gvura. And by fulfilling the dinim, the negative commandments, we bring godliness down into the gvura of Zoh. And then, berachamim, when we do acts of compassion, we bring godliness down into the attribute of teferes, and so on. The way and the path which this godliness takes in order to reach the lower levels, who are yedei pnimis hakelim umeicheseyim. The godliness is given and expresses itself in the kelim, which means the external part of the chesed, the gvura, and so on. But how does it get there? What channel does it have to take in order to get there? So it has to go through the pnimius hakelim, has to go through the inner part of the keli, umeicheseyim, and the seichel part of it. What is the seichel part of the emotions? Shehein tchilu rechimu sichlim etivim. Those are the love and the fear of God that comes from seichel, that is produced from the knowledge of God, etivim, or on the lower level, the love and fear that comes from nature. Shehein v'chinas meichem v'katmas v'gadlus, they are described as the higher intelligence and the lower intelligence, minor intelligence. So that if the love and fear comes from actual seichel, from understanding, then it's called meichem v'gadlus, greater intelligence. And if it's coming from the natural love that every Jew has, and it needs only to be brought out, so that uses only mechan bekatnus, a smaller intelligence. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded so intensely. He pleaded to be allowed to enter the land, to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he wanted to do the mitzvahs that can be done only in Eretz Yisrael. Why was that so important to him? Shehin tachlis ha'ishtal shalus l'ham shechein eshe baruchu levarer hakelim d'zod d'biyah. Because that is the whole purpose of the whole creation of the whole chain of worlds. And that is to bring godliness down, that it should elevate and purify the external parts of Biyah, of the lower attributes of the lower worlds, Shebohen Hein Harapach Nitzutin, in whom the 248 sparks are concealed, Al Yidei Teira Mitzvahs. And how do you elevate these sparks? Through Teira Mitzvahs, Maisiyei Shebebiyah Dafke. Only through the act of the mitzvahs as they are in this lower physical world. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do the mitzvahs, to do them, not just to learn them, not just to know them, not just to feel them, but to actually do them, because that is the ultimate purpose of creation. Hayim Yem, for the third day of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that one of the differences between the ways of the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid was that the Baal Shem Tov went on all sorts of journeys. He traveled to the people, while the Magid stayed at home and the people came to him. Another thing is that when the Magid was Rebbe, Hasidus was already widely known, even in distant places, because of the extensive traveling of the Chavraya Kadisha, of the hidden mystics, the colleagues of the Baal Shem Tov, who had traveled and spread throughout the entire country and brought with them the message of Hasidus. Many average laymen had in this way become devoted to Hasidus and used to make their trips, they used to go to Mezrich to be with the Magid.